Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making
everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, your good old naturopathic doctor. I am not a MD. I want to let you guys know that right from Jump Street. Most of you know it, that most of you that tune in to me every week. I am not a MD. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic doctor, meaning I use natural modalities such as herbs, God's awesome herbs, whole foods, good water, exercise, and never to negate prayer to help the body's own intrinsic ability to heal itself. Because how many of you know that your body will heal itself, right? God made it like that, so it will heal itself. But we just have to give it what it needs in order for it to do that. Okay, so that's my claim to humanity. That's my passion. helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health using natural modalities. Okay? I'm also a raw food chef, instructor, and a teacher. I do lecture on nutrition. I offer raw food classes. I'm also a raw, dry blood cell analysis. And I just love helping people take care of their bodies, these temples that belong to God. And I love it. I have a passion for it. Sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to people, they often tell me, they say, you know, I can tell you really love what you do. I wake up every morning thanking God for Him allowing me to be able to do what I do, to just share knowledge with the masses on how to maintain, regain, and improve your health. I love it. I am so thankful. How did God ever count me worthy to be able to do what I do? That, along with preach the gospel, I am an ordained evangelist through the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. And, I mean, it just goes hand in hand, you know, leading people to the Savior and then showing them how to maintain while we're here on this planet Earth, because we do have to occupy while we're here. So tonight we got a good show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about something that has really gripped our nation, and that dis-ease is diabetes. You know, I know you hear a lot about that now. You know, in this day and age, you're hearing a lot about diabetes. A lot of young people are getting diabetes. What's going on with that? We know, don't we? We know it's all about what we put into our temples, what we're putting into these bodies. We have got to get back to body basics. We really do, because this thing is running rampant, and we can stop it. You know, oftentimes you hear people say that, you know, well, it runs in the family. We were talking about that today. I was discussing that today with some ladies that I was talking to. And I just said, you know what, it's not going to come nigh my dwelling. You know, if the buck stops here. And that's simply because if I don't do what my ancestors did to get what my ancestors got, then I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about getting diabetes because I don't eat like that. I don't, my lifestyle, my eating regimen isn't like my mother's and my father's and generations past. And I try to instill it in my children and in my grandchildren. You know, I mean, all you can do is just let them know, like with anything else and anybody else, you know, you put it out there and it's up to them to whether or not they receive it. And I just thank God that some of them are coming around. Some of them still got a little way to go. You know, I'm looking forward to my son coming on board. You know, I have a daughter that's beginning to just say, you know what, yeah, I want to take another look at this. I want to do something different. And that's awesome, you know. So, I mean, if we each can just reach one and teach one. I have a granddaughter. Oh, she's awesome when it comes to health, natural health modalities. Oh, she can tell you in a minute. She'll ask you in a minute, you know, what do your poop look like? Is it poop? Is it a poop or is it a turd? Because she knows it's supposed to be poop. You know, we often talk about that's something we rarely talk about anymore, the consistency of our feces. You know, it's everything to, I don't want to talk about that. Okay, maybe you'll talk about it when you're so clogged up until you don't know what to do. You know, I often say if you run into people and they have kind of like a bitter, kind of sour disposition, simply ask them when is the last time they had a good bowel movement. You know, you may be surprised at what you hear. I'm not too much anymore because after walking this road a while, you know, you hear some things. You know, you hear people haven't had a bowel movement and have bowel movements once every other day or once or twice a week. You know, so after a while, it's not like a shock to you when you hear those things, but it's still very disheartening. And you know, you just have to share with people that that's not normal. You can tell, and they'll even argue with you and say, "Oh well, I've never had bowel movements like that." I understand what you're saying, but hear this: it is not normal. Look at a baby. When a baby eats, what will it do soon after eating? It'll poop, right? That's exactly how it's supposed to be with us. If you're putting in 3 or 4 meals a day on a regular basis, 5, 6, 7 days a week, and you're only pooping, having a bowel movement 2 or 3 times a week, where is all that other food? It's something worth thinking about, right? We are supposed to eliminate. God didn't give us anything that we didn't, oh, I'll just use it sometime. You know, we don't have any parts like that. And when we start really looking at just how being constipated can cause so many deficiencies in our health, we'll begin to want to say, you know what, I got to do something better. I cleanse 4 times a year, and there's a group of us that do it. We cleanse 4 times a year. We just came off of the Daniel fast. We did a fast at my church, the Daniel fast. We just came off of that. But we fast summer, winter, spring, and fall. We got to clean out. You got to clean the colon out. You cannot put any nutrients in your body and not clean out because they're not being absorbed. But that fecal matter that sits in your colon day after day, week after week, month after month, the toxins are being reabsorbed into your bloodstream. And that's why sometimes, you know, I tell people, I say, do this. Look at the mirror. You know, a lot of times we look in the mirror and it's only to put on makeup and do. But before you do all that, look in the mirror. Look at the sclera of your eyes. What color is the sclera of your eyes? The white part of your eye. What color is it? Is it white or is it tinted yellow? If it's tinted yellow, then you need to do some work on your liver. There's some detoxification that needs to take place in your liver. Look at your face. Is it blotchy? Do you have blackheads and whiteheads and things of that nature? Then it's time to cleanse. If there's a blockage somewhere, the skin or the sinuses will try to take up for it. Those are modes of elimination, the skin, the sinuses, the colon. And if one is plugged, the respiratory, if one is plugged, then the others will have to work harder to try to get everything all unplugged, you see. So if you have these things going on, then, you know, take assessment of yourself. You know, if you feel good on the inside and everything is working like it's supposed to be working, then it's going to come across on the outside. Whether you have any makeup on or not, I'm not saying that you don't need to wear makeup. You don't have. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if everything is right on the inside, then it's going to be reflect on the outside. Okay? My affirmation for today. My affirmation simply says, I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with myself. You know, it took some time for me to get here to this point where I am now, where I am simply at peace with myself. I'm not scurrying about trying to do this and that and the other, and I'm comfortable with where I am right now in my skin, in my own skin. And I hope you are too. I hope you've had an awesome day today. The weather was magnificent. What a beautiful day to be out and about spreading love and peace being the change you want to see in the world. What a beautiful day it was to do it today. For all my green smoothie lovers, I've been getting your emails asking me for those green smoothie recipes, and I have one for you tonight. So I hope you got your pen and paper ready. I always say, when you come on, have your pen and paper, because you're going to hear something that you're going to want to jot down. So get your pens and paper ready, because I got an awesome smoothie recipe for you tonight. In fact, I had one today. I made it with chard. I found some beautiful organic red chard, Swiss chard, and I had the most perfect smoothie today. It was just awesome, and I'm going to share that with you guys. I gave you one last week, and I had a couple of emails, people saying they tried it, and it was different. Some said it was different, you know, but it is different, you know, but difference is good. Different is good. Change is good. And if you can start your day every day with a green smoothie, do it for 30 days and see how much better you feel. See how much energy you have. That along with my Juice Plus, I tell you, I am flying in the morning. I am so high energy in the morning. It's because I take time and I feed my body adequately. I have my prayer. I have my meditation time. I take time to exercise, and then I put some good nourishment into my body so that I can feel good during the day, you know. So this is something I recommend. So for you smoothie drinkers, I got a smoothie for you. Here you go. Here we go. You ready for this smoothie? Okay. Now, this is one that's really easy, because with this one, all you need is some red leaf lettuce. And for those of you that don't know, Kroger's have a wonderful organic section. I truly believe in organic when you can. Whenever I can, possibly can, I do organic. And there are some fruits and vegetables that I prefer organic because of the pesticide load that they carry. We did a show about a couple of weeks ago, and I gave you some of the fruits and vegetables that carried a very high pesticide load. I know a lot of you remember those, and a lot of you asked me to redo those, to mention those again on a show. And it's just some things that it would behoove you to, if you possibly can, to purchase organic. And then if you can't, you pray. And you eat. You see what I'm saying? But there's some fruits and vegetables that just carry a higher pesticide load, and there's some that carry fruits and vegetables that have not that much, not as high of a load of pesticides on them. And some of those vegetables and fruits are with the least amount of pesticides is onions, avocados, sweet corn, frozen, pineapples, mangoes, asparagus, sweet peas, frozen, kiwi, bananas, cabbage, broccoli, papaya, blueberries, cauliflower, winter squash, watermelon, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, honeydew melons, and cantaloupes. Now, these were fruits and vegetables with the least amount of pesticides, okay? And some that have the most, the highest pesticide load is peaches, apples, sweet bell peppers, celery, nectarine, strawberries, cherries, pears, grapes, imported, spinach, lettuce, potatoes, carrots, green beans, hot peppers, cucumbers, raspberries, plums, grapes, domestic grapes, and oranges. Also, kale. Kale has one of the least. Kale is the least. So those are just a few. I mean, there's others, but those are some of the ones that you may have a tendency to purchase on a daily basis. And from time to time, I'll be given others. But right now, let me give you this recipe for this wonderful smoothie, green smoothie. You take six to eight leaves of red leaf lettuce, 4 apricots, 1 banana, 1/4 of a cup of blueberries, and 2 cups of water. And this recipe will make 2 quarts of a smoothie. Now, this is a smoothie from Victoria Boitinko, and this is one of her recipes. I give mine from time to time, but then I give other people's too. I'll be giving some of Lakita McCauley's. In fact, we're looking forward to having her on the show very soon. So that's, you blend everything in a blender, and you drink it, and it's awesome. So I would suggest that you try that, and it's full of nutrients. It's full of nutrients that are readily assimilated. I mean, they're digested very easily because of the blending process, and it's awesome. It's called a sweet and sour smoothie, and it's got some good things in it: apricots, bananas, potassium, your antioxidants from your blueberries, and just try it. Let me know how you like that. Oh, before we go any further, let me give you my email address. It's ybpo411@yahoo.com. And Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. So I just want to let you know that. And I want to let you guys know that if you have any questions or any comments, feel free to press option 1 on your telephone keypad. And for you in the chat room, if you have a question, all you have to do is type it in, and I'll try my best to answer your question while I'm doing the show. I'm really going to have to try to get an assistant for that, because sometimes I'm not too savvy with typing and talking, you know. So we'll see. I'll do the best I can. But anyway, okay, let's get to it. Diabetes. I know that a lot of you may have family members or know somebody that has personally been handed a diagnosis of diabetes. And you may wonder, what exactly is it? You know, what is this thing, diabetes? Because it seems as though now everybody you talk to have it. And it used to be a time where we thought, you know, only people that were really, really severely overweight had diabetes, but that is just simply not true. But there is a great population of our young people that have diabetes now, and it's simply a lot of it is from the lifestyle, from our lifestyle. Eating regimen plays a big part. You know, it's like I mentioned to someone earlier today, it's just like everything is telling us that, you know, we can have it our way. Have it your way. Have it your way. And you can. You can have it your way. But we have to know that there's a consequence to having it our way. So as we get into tonight, just a discussion concerning diabetes, if you know somebody that has diabetes, you know, feel free to chime in tonight. What are your thoughts on diabetes? You know, is there someone in your family that has been diagnosed with diabetes? If so, you know, we'd like to hear your thoughts and your opinion on this dis-ease of diabetes. But diabetes is technically known as diabetes mellitus, and it's like a metabolic disease, and it's characterized by the body's inability to regulate blood sugar. That's what it's all about. And in particular, and I'm going to try to keep this as real, real simple for you tonight. You know, I don't want to use a lot of big words that you may be unfamiliar with, because I want you to understand. You know, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. So I want you to understand exactly tonight what we're talking about. And that's what I want this to be about tonight, okay? I want it to be about sharing information so that you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, and if there's something you need clarification on, all you do is just press the number one on your keypad, and I'll see your hand raised, and we can bring you into the studio, and you can ask your question, okay? So it's primarily the body's inability to regulate blood sugar, and in particular, glucose. Now, glucose is the sugar substance in the blood that fuels our daily activity. And there are three primary forms of diabetes. And I know most of you have heard probably about type 1 and type 2. And then there's gestational diabetes. Now, I want to explain a little bit about each one of these types of diabetes. Now, in type 1 diabetes, which accounts for around about 10% of all the cases in the United States, this is where the body fails to produce sufficient insulin, okay? Now, that's type 1. Type 2 diabetes. The diabetes cells cannot properly, they can't use what insulin is secreted by the pancreas to compensate the body's the body produces even more insulin. That's in type 2, okay? Now, gestational diabetes occurs, you may have heard this, you may have known somebody that was pregnant, and all of a sudden they came up with diabetes. This is gestational diabetes, and it occurs during pregnancy when women have a high level of glucose. Now, although gestational diabetes usually disappears after pregnancy is over, it often precedes the development of the type 2 form. So diabetes is you know, it can, we hear a lot of talk about diabetes being managed, and yes, it can be. But we also have to know that diabetes can be reversed, okay? We have to know that it can be reversed. Type 2 diabetes can be reversed. And there's a DVD that I would suggest everybody have. Every home should have this DVD, and it's called Eating Third Edition. Get that DVD. Go online, Google it. Get Eating Third Edition. We have to know that our body is dramatically engineered and orchestrated that it'll heal itself, you see, and we have to know that. Now, other forms of diabetes, such as congenital diabetes, is a variation of the three forms that I mentioned, the type 1, the type 2, the gestational diabetes. Now, congenital diabetes is a variation of these three forms. Type 1 diabetes is thought to be an immune disease, where the immune system mistakenly attacks the pancreas cells that creates insulin. People, women in particular, with a family history of this disease is said to have a greater chance of developing it. But it's like I said before, if we're not doing the things that our ancestors did, then we don't have to be too concerned about the onslaught of the diseases that they had. So just keep that in mind, because a lot of times we'll hear in the medical realm that, well, if your mother had it and if your father had it, then there's a good chance that you'll have it. That's not necessarily so. And I have to tell you, you know, don't always believe the hype. Don't fall for the hype. We have to know. We have to seek. And when you seek, you'll find out information that you say, why didn't I know that? It's been there all the time. That DVD that I was just telling you about, the Eating Third Edition, it will blow your mind how not only is diabetes being reversed, but other diseases, HIV, and things like that. But we're not hearing about it. Why? Because there's no money in it. You see, why aren't we hearing more that cancer is being healed? Cancer, your body can heal cancer like it heals a cold. But then if this was to be broadcast, then can you imagine how many billions of dollars wouldn't be going towards the purchase of the little pink ribbons and the walks and all these other kinds of things? You see, it's about money. And there's a book called The Cancer Industry. And when you read this book, you'll find out just how money promotes a lot of things that's going on in this world today. It's all about that money. It's all about that almighty dollar. So it's just about knowing that there is a way. There are cures. Your immune system is the most awesome cure for any and everything. That's why we have to build ourselves during this time of the year. You know, you hear me talk about like, oh, yeah, the weather is nice. Oh, yeah, it's really nice, all of that. And that's all well and good. But I hope you guys are building up your immune system, keeping your immune system fortified. Because with this nice weather, now, you know, Stevie Wonder can look and see that it's not normal this time of the year to have 56-degree weather, okay? So now a lot of bacteria and viruses and things that are supposed to be frozen, rock solid, this time of the year, they're not. So this coming spring, we can expect the onslaught of what? Mosquitoes, and they bring what? They bring their little dirty imps with them, the West Nile and all these other kind of things. So you just have to know, you know, I hope you're doing your astragalus from time to time, or your echinacea, or whatever it is, your elderberry, whatever it is you like to do to keep your immune system built up, okay? Diabetes also include environmental factors. Individuals with high blood pressure or a history of gestational diabetes or obesity are more prone to develop type 2 diabetes. This is why we're seeing such an onslaught in our young people that's so overweight. In fact, I read an article the other day about a young lady that was, it was in one of my health newspapers. She weighed 350 pounds, and she was 15 years old. And she had adult onset form of diabetes, and she was injecting into her body insulin three times a day, 350 pounds at 15 years old. And, you know, we can't even say, oh, my God, oh, you know, because you hear this so regularly. You know, there's all kind of talk shows on now with young people that's obese and they're trying to lose weight. What is one? Bad something. I can't even think of the name of it right now, but there's so many things that's plaguing our young people to just eat. They're not exercising. I was talking with a friend of mine earlier this evening, and I told her, I said, remember when we used to do this and we were outside and we were like skipping on the steps, jumping up and down on the steps. Remember when we used to do this? And she said, oh, yeah, I remember. She said, oh, they don't do that no more. No, they don't. And they're paying the price for it, all these handheld games, just sitting around, doing nothing. And we're wreaking the havoc of that. You see what I'm saying? Our young people, what happened to the times? Are they still doing the climbing the rope and all these different things in gym? The, what was it, the president's fitness test? Is that still going on in the gym, in the school? I don't know. Yeah. In our chat room, somebody said exercise is very important. Exercise is very, very important. We got to move. If you remember we used that old saying, if you don't move it, you'll lose it. Yeah, you definitely will. Okay. Now, there's also a parallel with old age. People 45 and older tend to be more at risk for diabetes. Statistics has it that 1/3 of the people with diabetes, and this is really something, 1/3 of the people that have diabetes don't even know they have it. Wow. Don't even know they have it. There's many symptoms and complications associated with diabetes mellitus. And some of those complications are heart disease. Heart disease is very prevalent in people that have diabetes. In fact, they're 2 to 4 times at risk of death from heart disease if you have diabetes. A stroke, 2 to 4 times at risk of stroke. High blood pressure, over 70% of people with diabetes have high blood pressure. That's why we have to get ourselves checked. We have to, you know what, it's nothing to own a blood pressure cuff, to own a blood pressure monitor. You know, this is something that we should have. I mean, they don't cost, you can find them at CVS for $20. You see, purchase you a good blood pressure monitor and take and watch your blood pressure. We had a young lady that had high blood pressure for over 20 years, and after working with her for some time, a few months, she was able to get off of blood pressure medication. And listen, she didn't just get off of it and say, okay, well, that's it, I'm through. I'm, you know, she went to her doctor. She had each exam she had. Her first exam, she told the doctor told her she was doing so good, and he said, you know, you're really doing good. Your blood pressure is really good. And she said, yeah, I know. And he said, okay. He said, well, everything else looks good. She had her physical, and she said, okay. And he said, okay, well, I'm going to write you, all you need is your prescription for your blood pressure medicine. And she said, oh, no, I don't need that. And he said, what do you mean you don't need it? And she said, I don't take that anymore. And his smile went, his face lost the smile and picked up a frown. And he said, well, why don't you need it? She said, because I don't take it. He said, well, how long have you not taken it? And I think she told him she hadn't taken it for a few months. And he said, well, what are you doing? And she said, I'm using herbs and I'm working out. She goes to the gym. I'm watching what I eat. And he said, oh, okay. You know, he said, but it's going to go back up. Isn't that something to plant? You see, thoughts become things. But you know what she responded with? No, it isn't. And to show him that it wasn't going back up, she went back for her following checkup, and it was still good. And she went back for another checkup, and it was still good. And that's when he decided to ask, now, what did you say you were doing again? You see, we have to take control of our own health. It's our responsibility. You know, why should we hand our health over to somebody else to take care of? It's my responsibility to take care of me, to make sure I'm feeling good. Okay, I see we have a question. We have a caller tonight. Good evening, caller, coming from the 313 area code. Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Doris. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. I was listening to you talking about blood pressure, And along with taking your blood pressure, people generally don't get the instructions about when you should take a blood pressure. You should take a blood pressure in the morning before you get out of bed.
Wait, excuse me, one moment. Is this Dr. Laney?
Yes.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Laney. I just caught your voice. Good evening. Welcome. That's the next thing I was going to touch on. So thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Feel free to go ahead and get that information.
Yeah. In taking your blood pressure, there are certain requirements that you want to make sure you're doing so that you have the correct blood pressure. And one of those is to take it in the morning before you get out of the bed. Because
that's
your
right.
body is a wonderful instrument that God has made. And when you sit up, blood has to go to your head in order to keep you from passing out. And if you know people who are taking blood pressure medication, they generally feel dizzy and they have to get up slowly in the morning. Your blood pressure cuff should be commensurate to the size of your arm. And at least 2 inches above the inside bend of your elbow. Most blood pressure cuffs now adjust to the size of the arm. But if you have a very large arm, you should buy a large size or obese size blood pressure apparatus. You don't take your blood pressure every day unless it's indicated by a professional. But you take your blood pressure occasionally, and you log it into some kind of
diary.
Blood pressure log, whether
mm-hmm.
Whether you have a book or whether you keep it in a card, so that you can look back and reflect on if there is any change. And something else I was thinking about in relation to that blood pressure. Go ahead, though.
Thank you so much, Dr. Laney. That is awesome. In fact, that was going to be my next. I was going to expound on that next, but thank you for
mm-hmm.
bringing that out. And that is so very true. And it's because it's so important to know exactly how to take our blood pressure. And in fact, I saw on what was it? I think it was Dr. Oz. Someone, a doctor, was saying you should also take your blood pressure on both arms and keep a log of that on both arms of you know, when you take your blood pressure, take it on your right arm and your left arm and keep a log. And never, never, ever just all of a sudden stop your medication. I had a young man to stop. And now, unless you've been led, okay, this is between you and your out. I never tell anyone to just stop your medication. This is between you and your doctor, because normally if you're going to the doctor and you're showing him how your blood pressure, you're keeping a log, you're letting him know that you're just as involved in your health care as he is in your sick care. So it's always good to keep a log of your pressure.
That's very
also,
true.
Go ahead, Dr. Laney.
That's very true. But getting back to taking your blood pressure in both your right and left arm, it isn't that often indicated, because when you look at the anatomy of the body, and you
mm-hmm.
see the great vessel coming off of the heart. When the great vessel comes off of the heart, it divides in two or three ways. The most of the pressure goes to your left arm.
Left, yeah.
Less
true.
Pressure goes to your right arm, so that your blood pressure in your right arm, unless you have some other dis-ease, will be the left pressure, the right pressure will be lower than the left. And it's kind of like your house. The more the blood vessels bend, or the more the pipes that carry water in your house bend, the less of the pressure. If you go upstairs on the second floor in the back, you're going to have less water pressure than you do downstairs in the front, just above the pump. But when you sometimes when you're looking at your blood pressure, you find that you may want to take it sitting most often, but sometimes standing and sometimes lying down. This will give you an indication of how the body acclimates or accommodates the change in pressure, but yet gets blood to your brain so that you don't pass out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Laney. Dr. Laney is a business partner and also a colleague of mine. And right now, Dr. Laney is in the good old sunshine state. She's over there in Florida. How's
it's
the
so
RV
hot.
Show going tonight?
Oh, it's wonderful. The weather is wonderful. It was 80-some degrees today. The Lord just blessed us with weather that is just unbelievable. It's like a dream. And, you know, I'm always usually layered, but I had to come out of those layers. But it,
you
it
had
is
to come
gorgeous.
Out of your layers?
My layers. I had to.
All right.
Long time
All
ago,
right.
the coat, the jacket came off, the sweater came off, the windows come down. And it's just beautiful. That's all I can just describe it. It's just so
awesome.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Okay, well listen, someone wanted to know what are some of the symptoms and complications associated with diabetes? And there's three symptoms that I'm gonna let you know of tonight. Now there's others, but these are three primary, and these primary symptoms are one is polyphagia, and this means simply increase in hunger. You're hungry,
right?
Lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another one is polyuria, and this is frequent urination. You're going to the bathroom night and day.
Right.
Just you gotta pee a lot. Another one is polydipsia, and that means you're thirsty. You've
mm-hmm.
never known people that was diagnosed with diabetes and they say I'm thirsty. I just can't get enough to drink. So that those are three of the symptoms. Now someone wants to know if you take I can't type and do this at the same time. So I'm just gonna ask the question and hopefully you can hear it. If you take your meds in the AM, then when do you take your blood pressure, afternoon or evening? The first thing, I'm sorry, Dr. Laney, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. Number one, you always take your pressure when you wake up. If you work midnight and you wake up in the morning and after you have slept, your usual pattern, your body goes to a basal metabolism. Your heart rate
mm-hmm.
goes down, your blood pressure goes down. So whatever your waking up hour is, that's when you take your blood pressure. You take your blood pressure before you take your medication, because if you take your medication, 30 to 45 minutes after you've taken your medication, it's already moving through your body.
Exactly.
So that you're only getting a screening of what your blood pressure is. Now, I like to think about there are some parameters that we used to use years ago, and old school is not bad school. Old school made a lot of sense, so that you look at the bottom pressure as opposed to the top. You're concerned with the bottom, because if it's 90 or above, you have increased pressure in your vessels that could end up in a heart attack or stroke. This same pressure will also destroy your heart, your kidneys, and other vital organs. We used to think that the pressure at the top, as long as it was your age and 100, was okay, which is sometimes,
mm-hmm.
yeah. The diastolic is the bottom one, and the systolic is the top one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you're so concerned about the bottom one. Now, basically, physiologists say 120 over 80, and you go either way, up or down. but it depends upon the individual. We are all unique individuals. And I can remember until I became pregnant in my late 20s, going into my 30s, my blood pressure was always 100 over 60. So that if I had a 130 over 70 or 120 over 80, that was like hypertension for me. So you have to look at what your body is telling you, and you have to understand the signals and the signs that your body are giving you. Actually, high blood pressure is detrimental to the body. Low blood pressure is not. It is better to have a low blood pressure, and some people fear it, but a low blood pressure up to the point where you pass out. You pass out, it just means there's not enough blood going to your brain. So you feel yourself getting dizzy, you sit down, and you lower your head or you lay down so that blood can come to your body. But if you don't mind, I like to also go back to that diabetes.
Okay, but one thing I wanna give out, because it's I have an email and someone was asking me too, and now those were just three of the symptoms. Now there are other symptoms, mm-hmm. as someone has stated, like blurred vision and fatigue, but there's also slow healing of wounds and infection and irritability and feeling extremely lethargic. Now, these can be symptoms. And then a lot of symptoms can also be subtle. So, you know, you can't always go by symptoms. And I appreciate the fact, Dr. Laney, of you talking about the numbers. And listen, don't get too caught up in numbers. Guys, I'm telling you, from the naturopathic realm, don't get caught up in numbers, because like Dr. Laney mentioned, everybody's different. It's just knowing you and your numbers, knowing what's normal for you, because the numbers change all the time. They've changed the numbers with the cholesterol, saying that, okay, the total cholesterol, if it's 100, between 100 and 120, then it's fine. New statistics show that that's not true. So that's why I said be sure to get that DVD, Eating Third Edition, and it will enlighten you concerning a lot of things as far as health is concerned, natural health is concerned. One more thing I wanted to let you know tonight. The increased hunger is caused by the increase of insulin production. When you're hungry all the time, insulin is known to stimulate hunger and eating. So despite the uptake in calories, that's why you have some people that have diabetes, and they're really skinny. They're not fat. They're not overweight. And that's because despite the uptake in calories, a person with diabetes will see little or no weight gain. They're not always really heavy. Now, frequent urination is the body's way of flushing out excessive sugar in the system, which in turn leads to increase in thirst as the body becomes dehydrated. Now, there are ways, I just want to get this in because time is moving really fast, and there are ways to prevent diabetes. And it's known that a plant-based whole food eating regimen is best for preventing diabetes. And you may ask, what is that exactly? It's eating more fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. I'd like to invite you also, go to my website. We have a wonderful product that's a whole food phytonutrient product. It's called Juice Plus, and it's a way to bridge the gap between what you eat and what you don't eat. It's 17 fruits, vegetables, and grains in a capsule form that you take the two fruit capsules in the morning, the two vegetable capsules in the evening, and it bridges the gap between what you eat and what you don't eat. We need to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables in their original state. We need to eat more foods in their original state. And that's less packaged and canned products. You see what I'm saying? More fresh fruits and vegetables. So I invite you to take a look at that product as well, but embrace a whole food eating regimen, plant-based. Make sure you eat breakfast. A smoothie is an awesome thing to have in the morning for breakfast. Eat slowly. A lot of times we're eating on the run. We're eating at pulling up at a window, ordering our food, and eating while we're driving and trying to get to where we're going. It takes 20 minutes for your stomach to send a signal to your brain that you're full. Slow down. Portion control is very important. Watch your portion control. You should eat your dinner plate should be the size a little bit bigger than a saucer. You know, don't overstuff yourself. Overstuff yourself. Move. Like somebody said, exercise is important. Move more every day. Get a pedometer and put on your waist. Try to go for 10,000 steps a day. You got to move. Remember that we used to hear all the time, if you don't move it, you'll lose it. Put on some music that makes you want to move around and dance around while you're cleaning the house. You see, show your kids the dances you used to do when you was little. You know, it works. You got to make healthier food choices. These all-you-can-eat buffets, you know what? Those have wreaked a havoc on a lot of people's health. You've got to know what works for you. Drink more good water. Stay away from the Cokes and the Pepsis and the Mountain Dews, the sugar and the caffeine. Eat foods made more of whole grains. Nurture your mind, your body, and your soul. You can exhale. Exhale and inhale. Breathe deep. We've got to get into breathing deep instead of shallow breathing. You know, honor your health as your most precious gift, because it is. Your health is your wealth. So, you know, those are just a few of the ways. I mean, there's thousands of ways to help prevent diabetes, and time just won't permit me to go into all of them. But those are just some things that you can do. But be very mindful of what you put in your body, because it'll tell on you. You think you're getting away with it now, and you might, but it will tell on you eventually. So we've got a few seconds. Dr. Laney, I'm so sorry. I'm going to invite you back to be with us again. All of you there in the chat room, hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. For those of you that tuned in, thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy day to join us on Here's to Your Health, which is brought to you every Tuesday evening from 9 to 10, and we're brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network station. Be sure to go to my website, yourgoodhealth.com. Take a look around. Take a look at that whole food nutrients. Take a look at Juice Plus. You will be glad. You know, anytime MDs promote whole food nutrition, it's worth taking a look at. So take a look at it. And this company is so concerned about the health and well-being of not only us but our children. When a parent commits to taking Juice Plus, one child can get it for 3 years, and all the parent have to pay is the postage, which is about $2.25. They get it free for 3 years, and that's because I will sponsor the child. So it's worth taking a look at it. Just go to www.juiceplus.com/DM77556. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Let's do it again next week. Invite somebody on to be with you, to listen in next week. Thank you so very much. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed evening, and we'll do it again. God bless. Good night, everybody.